The 10-year-old ban on 19 kinds of military-style assault weapons is set to expire at midnight on Monday. A recent poll by the Annenberg Election Survey says that over two-thirds of Americans favor retaining that ban, including a majority of people who have a gun in their household. But many gun sellers and opponents of gun control argue that the ban has been ineffective and that banned weapons are clearly available despite the law. We wanted to find out who buys these weapons and what they use them for. John Munson owns Bill's Gun Shop and Range in Robbinsdale, Minnesota. He joins us from his office. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Munson.
Anytime, Scott. Thanks.
And may I ask, sir, why would someone buy an assault, military-style assault weapon?
You know, the big misconception is that they're buying these weapons because, or firearms, because they're fully automatic. Mm-hmm. They are simply semi-automatic rifles that people use for sport and multiple target shooting. Some of the guns that are on that list, there's 19 different firearms. The guns are just fun to shoot.
Now, semi-automatic, I think for people who don't own guns in our audience, we need to define that. I think we get the idea of an automatic weapon, a machine gun, essentially.
What a semi-automatic represents is every time you pull the trigger, one round is fired. Mm-hmm. In a fully automatic firearm, you'd pull the trigger and multiple gunfires would take place.
And people like to buy them because they're fun to use.
They're fun to use in the Midwest. They're pretty popular for hunting as well as target shooting. Now, there are three elements that make this gun a band. One of them is that the firearm would have a bayonet lug. The second would be if the gun had a compensator. That compensator would be used to reduce the muzzle flash. And or the third thing would be a foldable or collapsible stock. To make these firearms legal, they simply don't include those three things.
Reducing muzzle flash and making the stock more collapsible is the kind of thing that someone who has criminal intent might be interested in. It makes it harder to detect where a shot came from, obviously, if you reduce the muzzle flash.
It does, but it doesn't completely take away the muzzle flash. You know, when you compensate the muzzle flash, what you're really doing is taking away night blindness from the firearm so that you can continue to see through to your next shot.
And people are worried about that because they think that might make it easier for somebody who has a malevolent purpose in mind to use it and would use it under duress rather than
right.
at a firing range or something.
Correct. I would agree that that's a fair statement. The thing you have to keep in mind, though, is the people that would use these elements with the wrong intent, they're not buying them legally anyway.
So you would say that it's essentially driven the trade underground.
No, not underground. It's all it's done is increase the price to the stuff. I mean, if you came to our store, you would see I have AK-47s and AR-15s on the wall in several different flavors of them, perfectly legal, all for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you'd hear the people that are for this ban not expiring saying, watch out, these guns are coming to your neighborhood. Well, I'm here to tell you that these guns never went away, and we've been selling them for 10 years perfectly legally. But they don't have a bayonet lug on them, or they don't have a compensator on the end of the barrel.
You know, as I probably don't have to tell you, Mr. Munson, a lot of law enforcement agencies are in favor of this and some other bans on certain style of weapons. And it's not because they, of all people, are naive about that it's actually going to cut down on the supply of weapons that are actually available for people of criminal intent to use in the commission of a violent crime. They say that in some points it can make the job they have to do easier because there are some people that they can arrest simply because they have an unlicensed firearm.
In the state of Minnesota, you don't have to register firearms. You need a permit if you're going to carry a firearm on your person or in your vehicle loaded. However, to have an AK-47 in your house, you need no special permit once it's bought legally.
You could not be in business in the same way in, let's say, New York City, Chicago, or the District of Columbia.
You know, there's federal law and there's state law, and the state law supersedes the federal law in several cases.
And what about the argument that because state and even municipal laws vary so much, a federal ban like this is necessary because it's so easy to take weapons between different municipalities and states?
For 95% of the population, they're going to follow the laws no matter if they're federal or state level. The bad guys don't really care what the law is.
Mr. Munson, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Anytime, Scott.
John Munson owns Bill's Gun Shop and Range in Robbinsdale, Minnesota.